The mining industry will be in court today to contest sweeping new regulations of mining on public land. For years, Secretary of the Interior Bruce Babbitt tried without success to convince Congress to reform federal mining laws. So in one of his final acts before leaving office, Babbitt cracked down on mining through new administrative rules at the Bureau of Land Management. From Missoula, Montana, Kathy Witkowski reports.
The regulations that currently govern hard rock mining on these public lands are 20 years old. That's why they needed to be updated, says the Bureau of Land Management's Larry Finfer.
We're bound to protect public health and the environment. We've learned a lot more about what it takes to do that in the last 20 years. And the mining methods have been changed, and the previous rules didn't really cover a lot of the issues like cyanide heap leaching, massive mine drainage, and didn't really address a lot of the mining methods that are in use today. So there were some pretty significant gaps.
Initially, the Clinton administration focused on convincing Congress to reform the 1872 mining law, a law written to encourage prospecting on the western frontier. When those efforts failed, Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt took an administrative route. One of the most significant and controversial changes is a new rule allowing the federal government to reject a mine plan if it determines that the mine would irreparably harm scientific, cultural, or environmental resources. Critics charge that's a murky and unreliable standard. In addition, the new rules require mining companies operating on BLM land to put up a financial guarantee that will cover cleanup costs after the mine closes. In the past, taxpayers have had to bear millions of dollars in cleanup costs when mining companies have gone bankrupt. The BLM's Finfer says, although the regulations look last minute, they've actually been in the works since 1997.
We did extensive analysis, economic analysis, environmental analysis. The public submitted thousands of comments, all of which we had to consider. The process alone takes a lot of time, and that really accounts for why we really got pushed toward the edge here.
The regulations also were held up by politics. There was a congressionally requested study and other legislative riders that slowed down the process. In the end, the new regulations accomplished much of what the administration wanted to do through legislation. The mining industry is furious about the new rules. It accuses Secretary Babbitt of circumventing Congress to carry out a personal agenda.
The Constitution provides for the Congress to create the law, not the Secretary of Interior.
Jack Girard is president and CEO of the National Mining Association, which is suing to prevent the new regulations from taking effect.
The lawsuit is based on the fact that we believe the regulations go well beyond his authority, number one. Number two, we believe they are unfounded, unnecessary, and obviously unfair, and that if they're allowed to go into effect, that they will cause irreparable harm to the mining industry.
That industry is already ailing from low mineral prices. Girard says the new regulations will further discourage investment in new mines. He cites the BLM's own analysis that predicts they could cost as many as 6,000 potential new jobs and hundreds of millions of dollars in economic activity. Girard isn't the only one who's unhappy. An environmental group also has sued over the new regulations, claiming they don't adequately address mine waste. The new regulations may or may not stick. Congress has 60 working days to rescind the rules, though that seems unlikely. Another possibility is that the Bush administration could choose to settle the industry's lawsuit and revise the regulations. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski in Missoula, Montana.